I'm sharing my screen. So can you guys see it?
Yeah.
Okay. We're just going to be talking about this official login part, and where you create the the LRO accounts. So basically, you're going to log in as an official. You'll get a user and a password. You'll put that in, and you get to this screen. Now, the first thing that you're going to do normally is, unless they've already created their account, you're going to create it for them, okay? So we're going to click on New Member, and then click it again, which then gives you this screen. Let's blow it up so we can see it better. So it gives all the stuff. So if you'll notice the recording number here, because Aaron asked if we could key in the recording number from the other system. Yeah, you can. If you key in a recording number here, it's going to use that recording number, or it's going to generate one if there's nothing in it. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and key in. Say nationality, we'll take Ohio. You can upload his pictures and all that here if you want. Nevada, he lives in Clark County. And then this here is where you're at the bottom here. You're going to ask them for whatever username they want. I'll make up one here. That's his username you'd use to log in. And this will be his email. That it will get sent to, right? All right, on that part. Okay? So basically, these are the fields that you need to create the account. Then at the bottom, you see where it says save. I click save. Account's already created. If you notice that at the top, we have a recording number already.
Yeah. Unless you put in
If you keyed it in, then that number will be there.
Okay.
If you leave it blank, it's going to create one like this did.
Yeah. So because I'm literally doing one as we speak. So for my buddies.
Once it's created, or once you hit save and save this part, you'll notice now I can't edit it. You see on the screen? I'm clicking on it. I can't edit it at all.
Yeah. Same here.
So we want to do that because you don't want to accidentally change it and then it's not, doesn't have an account with it.
Right.
So then the next thing you can do is you're going to do new contact. You're going to put in their address and stuff. State, country, I'm just putting USA, I don't know what you normally put.
In the country,
I don't know what you put, but whatever you put there. And then the phone number has to be this format, you see right here? So I'll do...
Okay, yep.
Like that, right? And then... Again, you'll put in, I'm going to change this where it populates this email here from the first screen. And then you, physical state they live in and county, right? Once you keyed in all this, you just hit save. I waited too long, so it logged me out. But if I go back into it, now, because it logged me out, I'm going to have to go find the account. So, let's do that. And John Frank Smith is right here. So So it has his information I keyed in with his recording number, has his contacts. Now I got to do these document fields or so that we can export it into Affinity, okay? So you would put wherever he was born at. I'm just going to make up some stuff. It's a man. Say California. He. Say. His.
I think. Yes. Yeah, so the timing out of that is pretty quick, Rocky. So
in order I'll mess with it to see if it if I can get it longer.
I couldn't make it either.
Okay, born country, let's say USA again. District 19. And you'll put the recording secretary's name. This is whatever the back date is, I'm just going to make up something for now. And whatever the postal address is. And anyway, you then save that. Okay, at that point, if you look at, this is filled out, that one's filled out, and the documents is filled out. Okay? So now, at this point, we can actually generate the documents. Okay? So you'd go over to member. You scroll down at the bottom, you see where it says Affinity Download. Yep. So you would click on Affinity Download, and then let's see. This is where I put it. So basically, you just save it, right? And then you want me to go ahead and pull up Affinity and look, and so we can look at it.
Yep.
Okay.
And my first question is I've just saved into whatever folder you normally saves into, as either documents or downloads depending on computer. And then is it saved with his name as a field, like Frank Smith fields or something like that? Is that how you done it?
Yeah, so what I did is I pulled up. Hang on here, it's still loading. So this is Affinity, right? And I'll just go find it. So you're going to basically pull up the documents. These are the documents. Then you're going to click on Windows Data Merge Manager. And I'll go ahead and get rid of that. And that same deal where you downloaded that file, you're going to pick up that file. And then you're going to just close this. If you'll see, these are all the merge fields here, right? If I want to generate the documents, you can go back into that data merge and just click on this generate. Say yes here, then do no on that one. And if you'll see on this one here now, these are the documents filled out. So then you would just, file, save it as PDFs, right? You'll export it. Nor, it doesn't have that deal. And we got a PDF. You pick a PDF kind here, export it. I'll call it training for now. Save it. Then if I go to that same directory, these are the documents that it generated. So basically, they're all filled out at this point. Are you playing with it, Aaron?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
See if you can do it.
Catching up.
Doesn't look like you're on the screen.
So yeah, no, I just had to search something and I just lost what I was. There it is. That one, my tab was.
Okay, so anyway, at that point, like I said, we have the generated documents. Now the next step is once you go get the documents signed and you're going to come back, you need to upload those, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do I can do a search of Smith, right? And you'll see John Frank Smith is here. I can click on it, and it gets me here. You're able to do it.
Oh, here we go. I finished download. Okay, great.
Huh?
Yeah, no, I just had to find where it was, basic docs.
Yeah, it's just on the member tab.
Yeah.
When you click on it, it's at the bottom where it says Infinity Download. And then you just put it, it's got to be in the same spot where the documents are at.
Yeah.
You know, the Infinity documents.
Yeah.
This is where you want to save it to.
Yeah. Okay, I know. Yeah, great. I'm just checking that one.
So you got to that point? Okay, now that you get them signed, whatever, and you're going to come back and you're going to want to upload all those documents, right? So we go over here where it says documents, and you click on it, and then go to status. These are all your documents. And you'll notice right now I don't have any uploaded yet, and it says here no file. So you click choose a file, and then let me go to, hang on here, website. So like I'm going to, this is what the 1779 one, declaration, yeah. So I click that one, and you'll notice on the right of the choose file, it shows the file you selected, and like here on the right.
Yeah, right.
And here I'll select another one here. It doesn't matter which ones I'm picking now. We're just playing. So I'm going to do my witness one. You can sit here and click all of them. Witness number one. And do witness number two. Okay. Once you select all the files you want to upload to them, then all you're going to do is you're going to go to the bottom of that. You see here where it says save? See down here where it says save? You're just going to click save. Oh, I got to fix that. It's supposed to go back to this screen here. But you notice when I went back to the screen, you notice that now they're above the word choose file. Each one of them I selected. Can you see it, you guys? See right above where it says choose file, now those, they're up here?
Yep.
So it uploaded them that fast. If I click on them, it actually shows me what I uploaded, right? Go back, you know, if I want to see what this one is, I click on it, shows me the file. So it uploaded them all that fast. So you can select them all and say save, and boom, they're all up there. I'll get it to come back to the screen we're supposed to. I've been playing with it today.
Okay, that's awesome.
But this, at this point, this is where I got so that Aaron and you guys can actually start, you know, putting people in and get them done. Now the notices here is not completed. The land one is not completed. It works, but I have to keep, I got to play with just to make sure. Private property and your incident ones, you know, because you got to click on this to actually add another field here, and then you can wonder if it'll let me do it. Yeah. No, it's not working. So basically, all it's working is the status one here, you know, so you can put in all their documents to actually get them recorded. Now, what I changed on the screen here, if you notice, there's no search anymore right here, and that's because I'm in the status in this part of it. If you click on main again, that takes me back here. Now I can go to search or work on the same person, right? I click on search, then it takes me here. If I click on new member, you'll notice that that John is still here because I was working on them. If I wanted to key a new person now, say I've already keyed one person, I want to key another one, right? All you do is come down here and click new. That clears the page, clears the recording number, and now you can start keying another person out. Okay? So that
what
way you...
What did the bottom say?
Says save or new. So if you click on new.
Oh, new. Okay, sorry, I couldn't see it. Okay.
Yeah. Because if you click on new, that means I want to work on a new person, right? Or new man or woman,
perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
And yeah. Once you key it all in, then you want to click save to save it, right? Until you physically hit new again, that person, even if I come back in here and click on new, they'll still be there. You know, because it's caching it all in memory. But again, you can go through all these. I'm not sure if the marriage or the new baby, I haven't played with that today to make sure that it's working. But I figured at this point, you guys can start playing with putting in a new member, putting in their contacts. See, that's where the problem with, right here. So it clears it.
So,
anyway, I'm going to have to play with it. So I said there's going to be some issues here that we're going to find out, and I'll have to fix those. You're going to key in. Oh, well. Let's see if I can refresh the screen. Oh. How did I fix those? So anyway, I got some more playing to do, yes. It's once I've created somebody and I went back and did that, so now I got to figure out why it's not clearing it completely so I can key in the second person.
So also, I think I have to do the same thing.
If you go out of it and go back into it, it'll clear itself because it's caching everything is what it's doing. But anyway, the three fields or the three tabs you guys want to work on is the member, contact, and the document fields. Now I want, you know, as you key somebody in or whatever, I need you to write down stuff to make it better or easier or something that, you know, to make it whatever, you know what I'm saying? So we can change it and make it our own. But at least you can start keying people in.
Yeah. So just one more time for us. So we're clear on when you open this Unity, Rocky, and then how do you insert fields into it? I'm just going to do that one more time. So you basically downloaded your fields file from the LRO, and now you open Affinity, you open Basic Docs 3.0, and then so you have that up. My suggestion there is to do a save as, so you can save as have a Affinity public file just for that ACM. And then once you have them saved under that new name, then insert those fields. So if you can go back to Affinity just real quickly and just show me where to insert those fields. So you get a basically the blank dot. What drop down tab is it?
Well, if you go to
once you open the basic docs, yeah. Where do you
file and then export?
There we go.
So once you have the docs merged, right? Then you go to file and export. You can ignore this because it doesn't have that seal. And then you want to make sure at the top here it says PDF.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Exporting to PDF is super easy. What I'm talking about is, how do you input the fields? Because I've forgotten, and it was too quick because going back to the forward. So when you open the basic docs and you about want to import the fields for the first time, where do you go to? Is it window or is it text?
In here?
Yeah.
You go to window and data merge manager.
That's it.
Yeah, once you've downloaded it from LRO, right, then you want to go to the window data merge manager, and that pulls up this screen here. And at the bottom on the left here, there's a little file thing here. So you're going to click on that and go pick the file that you downloaded, right? And then you say open it. Now,
and then it's up, and then you generate.
Then if you generate, then it creates a whole new set of, you know, the documents with everything filled in.
Yeah.
Now, there is a way that Sam told me that you can go to, I think it was view and, hang on here.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember. There's a way to view it without, but if you'll notice Infinity, this is the original document, and then this is the merged document. You see what I'm talking? If I click on the first tab here, that's the original document, right? And if you click on the second one, that's the merged one.
Okay, so
right?
If you merge it, it automatically creates a second file.
Right. Okay. So it doesn't mess up the original, right?
Right. Okay. I just tried the data merge then, and it said data merge update failed. Could not open file.
You did what now?
I tried to do the data.
It looks like you got multiple data merge things in here. Right here, you have multiple files there. Okay, let me open it again. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Say I did this. You see, I have two of them here now.
Yeah.
See, I have two here.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is click on this trash can and just get rid of everything.
Okay.
You know, both of them.
Yep.
Just remove them, and then click on the one on the right. And then pick up the one you want so there's only one. And then it'll merge. Otherwise, you have to make sure it's the one you want to merge is selected, and then it will merge.
Okay. And I can do that.
What is it saying?
Just give me a sec.
You should get an error. Like when I do it, you'll get this, this one here. You can say no on this if you want. And then you'll get the other one. This one here says missing. That's that logo thing missing. Just say no on it too. And then then at that point it's merged.
Okay. And then it opens. It says basic docs, Telius A opened. And then generate.
Say no. Say no.
I'll say no. Yeah.
Click no. And then click no again.
Yeah.
And then now it's merged. And on your desktop now, you should see the documents merged.
Right.
Yep. Right?
Okay. We're missing one. The first and last name. So
yeah, remember you were going to go through and try to fix all of the merge fields to make sure that they're all correct.
Now I just need to spend some time doing it, basically going through and just highlighting that. So, okay.
Right.
Cool.
So does this it sound straightforward so far? Or?
Yeah, that's all super easy. So, you know, a little bit of back-end stuff I'm going to do right now. And as I'm noticing...
What I'd like to do, Aaron, is move over to the free version of Affinity.
Yep.
Because once you move to that, you can't... This document, once you pick it up and save it, you won't be able to put it back in the old one. And the reason I want to use the merge one, because when we create recording secretaries, they don't have to pay for it. They can just... install Affinity, the new one, right?
Okay.
And they'll be able to work on it. So we need to convert this to the new, the documents to the new Affinity. Yeah. And that way, and it's the same. Everything works the same. It's just what they did is that you know how they have the three products, like the they merged them all into one. Is all they what they did, and they added some more features and stuff. Okay. But is there any other questions on this? I'll fix this other piece here after we get off the call. You know, where I went to new member. I click on now it's working. Oh, because it's still pulling up the other guy.
Yeah. So that's really cool. Once we fix the back end stuff and all the little things, Rocky, I think that's going to be super quick. For anyone to do, build out, done. So,
yeah. No, it seems to be working pretty good, pretty fast and everything, getting the stuff done. We got to get this where people can get this stuff keyed in as quick as possible and get the documents generated. And the deal is if there's things on the screen that we can change to make it faster, using drop downs or using something else so people don't key things wrong? You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing? Let me know what field it is and what should be in it if it drops down, right?
Yeah.
Can we do that with the country?
Well, on this document one here, I don't know.
Or the states, I mean?
When you go to this one here, and if you look at where it says choose your state.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
All the states, right? You choose the county.
Nice. Yeah.
All the counties. Okay.
Perfect.
So it is on this one, but the one for the document fields, I'm not sure what should be in the drop downs or not if we're going to do that on that. And that would be something that Aaron could tell me, like, if we put in all of this here, then we can make a drop down out of it, make it easier. Or if it's easier just to key it, then we'll just leave it the way it is. But these are some of the things I need you to play with. And y'all, tomorrow you got a count in it too. Dakota, you don't yet, but we can make you one. So you can log in to play with it. It's, again, once I create the website part for Aaron to create recording secretaries. I mean, he will be doing that. And I'll probably going to have that done by the end of this week is so that, Aaron can do that or whoever, if Aaron doesn't want to be the chairperson or whatever, for the recording secretaries, want to move it off to somebody else, then that person will be the person creating the users, right? Again, the recording secretary, whoever the chair is or whoever's doing the training, whatever, we'll need to add into your training whatever you do to train about the documents to also train on how to use this, right?
Yep.
So, at so far we're I'm really close to it being full ready to go on. I just need to check, like this one, new marriage. Let me see if I type something in these. Save it. Yeah. See, that one's not working yet. Okay. It's going to a blank screen for some reason. And then the way the baby deeds work is you would key in your baby deeds, right?
Yep.
Uh-oh. There's a missing piece. You like for each one of these is one baby, and then normally there's a button up here that says add, but it's like if I go, let's do it to the regular one, because I think it works on that one. Let's pick up the same person. See how it has this add button?
Right.
So what it is, you fill on this one, right? If I click add, and I go back to the baby deeds. Now I got that one. Oh, so that part's not working. I got to fix that. That's probably because I didn't save it yet. But what it'll do is it just creates multiples of those. So if you have five kids, hit it five times. You get five of them. You know, key it, you know, put in all the information, save it, do an add. You know what I'm saying? You'll get the next kid. Same thing with, like, the marriage. Let's see if... Yeah. No, it's not working. I need to test how it's saving it. But I'll do that this week to get the marriage and the baby one. And then what's going to happen is on these ones here where it says save, I'm going to add another button on the side of it that says Affinity Download so that you would be able to download just the marriage part or just the baby deeds, right? And then generate those.
Okay.
Right? So that's the reason I told you to break them up to give me an affinity document that's just for marriage, right? And then you would download the stuff that you keyed here for the marriage, and then you would just merge it the same way and, you know, print out the marriage deeds. And the same thing with the baby ones, right?
So, I do have a question.
Go ahead.
So you were asking if it would be easier to have drop down. I think
right.
It would if you do the state before the city, because then you can input the state, and then you have a drop down for all the cities in the state. Would make it faster and easier if you're keying input.
Hang on.
So when I input things, I hit click state, and then I go city. And if you have a drop down, like yep. I know it's in this page, but you were asking about the other pages. If you
right.
It's a ton of work to add it, don't add it. It can be done manually.
Uh-huh.
In the other one. But if it's a simple, like, switch to add it, I would say do it as someone who uses their keyboard over their mouse for data entry.
Right. What you need to do is, tell me which screen it's on, which field it is that you think it should be that way. So that way, you know, it's like if I'm in marriage here. I mean, you got the drop down for the day, the months. The problem with these marriage ones and the baby ones is the wedding city. Like me, I got married in Bangkok, in Thailand. And I don't know if I can put all of the countries and states, you know, in there as a drop down, right? So that was the reason why I put the edit it. Because it's easier just to type it in than to try to populate every country and every counties and states or whatever they have, provinces, you know, that kind of thing.
No,
so the best thing to do is to play first and then go through as you're playing with it and ask the questions, you know, like, can we do this here, right? And also we'll have to talk to Aaron about it to see is it even worth doing it that way or not, right? Because there's some things that, because of where you could be married at or where you could be, you know, like a baby could be born from, you know what I'm saying?
But those things can still be put in manually because it could be anywhere. Those could be anywhere. But I think what Dakota is referring to is actually where the contact is, the contact tab. Under the contact tab, here, their physical address has to be in Nevada. So The city can be probably a drop-down city, because especially if it goes, if they know it's Clark, then it basically it should have all nice places in Clark, all the cities in Clark, is what she's saying, just to add.
Okay. Yeah, on this screen, I can see it just like I did here, where this is, I picked Nevada here.
Yeah, exactly.
And then so, here I picked Clark or whatever city, right?
And so then, and
but
then,
I don't know about up here, because at the...
Why, just quick, looking at this, Rocky, why is there a physical city and then a physical town? Is there a reason why you got that twice?
Well, I don't know. I probably need to remove the physical town.
Yeah.
I think I was using it in the merge, and I realized I really don't need to, and I started using physical city instead. Right. So if we don't need it, I can remove it. It's easy.
Remove that. Yeah.
It's let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Show you how. This is the actual users you're getting created. And when you're creating the password, you see this long thing right here? That's the password. That's why I said, you try to ask me what is my password, I don't know. I don't know what that is, right? But that's the username and whatever. But if I go to here where it says default fields, these are all the fields that show up on the screen.
Okay, cool.
And if we don't want one, like you're talking about, the home.
Yeah, physical town is one that we do.
Physical
town is the one we don't need.
Right. But all I have to do is go in here and say delete it, and it doesn't show up anymore.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, great.
If you wanted some other field on there, all I have to do is go in here, add a field, and it shows up in your Dell again. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yep.
It's that easy. I made it to where nothing's in the actual website. It's in the database, and I just go add a record in the database saying, it's like we talked about adding the, you're being a juror, right? Well, I think I added it in here already to be a juror, and then basically it's up there, and then you can upload the jury, you know, stuff. So, like, if I go, I think it's on there, on this one. Documents, status, see juror assembly agreement, the bottom.
Yep.
All I did is added a record in there for that, and now you can upload files to it, right? And you can upload their deal. So that's as easy as it is to actually, and what I was going to do is give you in the maintenance one where you create users, is also give you a way to add items you would like to see on there, right? And or you could even change the names of these. I spell them wrong or something. Or you want a different name, you'd be able to go in there, change them. They'd show different on the screen, right? So I try to make it as flexible as I could so that as we grow and as we learn we need different things, we could add it easy without doing any programming, right?
Yeah.
Any other questions or...
Will we look into adding,
Go ahead, Tamar.
Okay. Will we be looking into adding, like, the death certificate or, like, the divorce papers, or will that just go under regular documents added?
Well, no, what I'll do is on those kind of things, once we get to where we're saying, well, we'll need this kind of stuff, like divorce or whatever, it's the same way where if I go to, let me find my cursor here. Oh, there it is. I go to main here. So I have marriage and baby. I can create another tab, say death certificate or whatever, right? And then we can put all that under that, you know. So it's all up to what you guys decide how you want to use it and what kind of information you want, and I'll make the changes to it. So, you know, it's basically right now the way I look at it is right now the people are here is the recording secretary committee. You guys will decide what you need or don't need on this so that you can use it, right? So you guys will get together and say, hey, we need this. We can add it over here. You put in a request to me, and then I'll add it. Normally, it's going to take me like a day or two, and it'll be on the screen. It won't take very long. So that's the whole plan of what I tried to do, is make it where we can add things quickly without making program changes. You know what I'm saying? So.
Nice. Hey, Rocky.
Okay.
Any other questions or? And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and get
Dakota. One more question. Sorry. One more question. Will we also be adding like the fees tab?
The fees?
Yeah, for anything. No.
Well, when you do your documents and status, right? One of these are to upload your fees, I'm pretty sure. Your fee schedule, is that what you're talking about?
No, I was talking about actual, like, a publishing and recording fee that, you know.
Okay, now that's something that you guys as a committee are going to come up with some kind of schedule and what kind of fees, because it needs to be where each one of you gets something out of this, because you're going to spend paper and ink and all this kind of stuff. So as far as the state or the county, that's up to you guys if you want to, you know, put money into the state or county too, you know, because mostly the money is going to be going to you guys as far as I can see. But if you guys are the ones going to decide, I'm not deciding this, okay? So if you comes up with some schedule and says, we're going to do $5 to the, you know, the counties or the state, and $20 for you guys or $30 for you guys, whatever. You know, and depends on what it is you're doing. I mean, you can have a different schedule for something. And that's what you're going to charge them. You guys are going to collect it. I mean, I wasn't going to add it into the program to make it to where, you know, it's like an accounting program too. That, you know, this is all up to you. I mean, if you want that, I can do that, but I wasn't planning on it.
Yeah, I think it's necessary. We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, you guys decide on that. Like I said, as far as I'm concerned, because you guys got consumables and that kind of stuff, you guys need to charge something. And you guys may want to come up with some kind of a standard price that you guys charge and have some paper you come up with and say, this is what it costs for this, you know what I'm saying? And then it's up to you to tell the people. Go ahead, Tamara.
Yeah, I'll show Aaron and them with what the other states are doing. I'll give some examples, and then we can talk about it and let you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with anything. It's, you know, this is basically trying to get, you know, Nevada one more step forward, you know, and getting our stuff done. But what I'll do, probably today or tomorrow, I'll get Dakota a sign in. And so that she can sign in and play with it and see what she thinks too. But once we get to a point to where we say, we're going to now start using this live, I need to know that so I can clean up all the test stuff. Or you just say, give me the test accounts you don't want anymore and I can get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? Because also what it does, let me show you this other part. This is the actual file server where all the files are going. Go ahead in here to files. And you see where it says LRO data. And it's by Nevada. This is where I told you I could have Arizona, you know, Florida, whatever state I want. Once I go into here, then these are all the counties for that state. And if I go into Clark County, these are all of the LRO numbers that got created when we created them. If I go down to, or up, let's see, this one's mine. These are all my documents that you're seeing on the screen and where it's pulling them up. Okay?
Wow.
If you archive one, that's the other thing I didn't show you. There's this directory called archive here, and it actually puts them in here. So that way we never lose any kind of data. So like if I'm on here, you see this little checkbox where it says archive. If I click that and then I create another file, it's going to put it in archive. Okay? So you can still go back to it if you want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose any data. I can't hear you, Aaron.
Yeah, sorry. Either a document, or the mistake was made, then if it's a spelling mistake, because you know I still have mistakes of mine. So if I was ever to update it, then my original document would be archived, and the new document would take its place. So you can see the trend progression of when it happened.
Right. And the deal is, if you don't want to archive it, don't check it, and it'll just delete it.
Yeah.
It'll be actually gone, because it'll replace it to whatever you know you put in there, right? So that's basically where, you know, this is all getting saved on this file server. I'll show you this is the storage. You see right here, there's 43 terabytes.
That should cover some.
Huh?
That should cover a few people.
That'll cover a few people. So this is where everything's getting saved. And like I said, I created it to where we can have multiple states, multiple counties, you know, that kind of thing. And it gets created based on you creating an account, right? So it'll go into whatever places you want. This part here where it says Nevada, I think I have to create the state first, and then it'll create everything under it. I'll probably look at it to see if I could just create it all from you guys selecting, you know, like if you're in here and I'm on Maine here and I say down here that this guy is from Hawaii, right? Then it would create a Hawaii whatever and put it in, you know, the documents in that under Hawaii, right? So I try to make it flexible enough. The same thing here is if you see here where it shows the pictures here. You see this? So I click on here, and then I'm going to go to, let's see if I can. Okay, I'm going to pick Keith's picture here, and I'll say okay. You see how it populated there? And it says here, now if I do save, now it's permanent. So it's that easy to even upload their pictures or, you know, if you want to do their thumbnail, either thumbprint, pick a thumbprint here. I'll do the signature. I will pick a signature, save it. Those are now part of the document.
Okay.
Huh?
That's so quick.
Yeah. So the deal is everything is on here that I think we need. I mean, if it's not, or if I'm missing something or something, you get some kind of errors or whatever, please let me know so we can get it, you know, because at some point this month I would like to go live with it and you guys really using it for real, you know what I'm saying? And again, like I said, all the test stuff that you put in, you know, if you're not really doing real people, if you're just testing, creating it, whatever, then let me know what those are once we go live so we can just get rid of them. Because the problem with that, the other thing too is you'll notice what it does. You see the tabs at the top here? Right now I'm on here. If I go back to this one, this is the main menu. Okay, every time I click on one of these, it actually creates a new tab. So you could have multiples open if you wanted to, like creating multiple people, or I can come here and do an e-verify. Then my name, search it, click my documents. My documents are here. I can view those documents here and there. But you'll notice I have the e-verify here, and then I have still keying people here, right? So what it does is just creates new tabs, right? And if I want to, I can go to my records, and you see how now it's formatted, right? Remember when I was over at your house, it wasn't formatted? And now it's formatted right, and it shows you your documents. I go on here and go to status. Again, from here, I can click on them and view the documents, right? And it pulled it from that file server to you and displayed it that quick. So that's kind of how it works. So, you know, if you don't want one of these tabs or whatever, like you don't want to do e-verify, you just close the tab. It doesn't affect anything else. You're still working on your other stuff. You still have the menu, right? But I don't know. other than that, I mean, and those, once you guys start playing with it and you give me more information, I think we're getting really close. I don't know what you guys think, but to actually using it.
Yeah, it's close, bro. I just got to do a little bit of my work on the back end here just to make sure everything's...
Yeah, it's like remember when we talked about, let's go back to here. They logged me out. I wasn't playing around with it. Go to new member. And here I'm going to key. Now let's do it this way so we can see it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay? Then I'll do right, and then I'm going to save this, right? See the recording number? So whatever I keyed in.
Right.
So it's either, if you leave it blank, it's going to create one.
Yep.
As fast as I showed you it created last time. Or if you key it like this, then it's going to be using that. And when it's on the file server, things using whatever you keyed in. So if you want to use the LRO numbers off the old system, you could do that by just keying it. Okay. I think it's pretty simple. Not try to make it as easy as I could, you know, and give you kind of the flexibility that you needed, you know. But if you notice now that I can highlight it and stuff, but I can't key in there. You know, once you do it and save it, it's done deal. So you got to make sure it's right, you know. Or you got to start over or something. But any more questions or anything? I mean,
that's it for now, brother. For me, that's good.
Yeah, so let me today or tomorrow get Dakota, you know, her sign on, and you can get it to her. And then, you know, all of you guys play with it and see what you think. So, with that said, I'm going to stop sharing here. And I'm going to stop the recording at this point.